Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
But for some...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
People, it may mean waiting a year before they can get a higher limit.
And just briefly, is there anything that you can do to raise your income level in the meantime?
Not really. If you're locked into drawdown, these limits are set by the government, so you can't really go, you shouldn't be going in and taking any more than what you've been told you can take, which is 100% GAD rate at the moment. And we'll have to wait and see what happens, exactly when the new rules will come into effect. But there is also a discussion to be had and some thinking to be had about whether or not taking the maximum is the right thing to do at 120%, even though it's there. Certainly, you're not obliged to take 120%. It's just something that you should think about. Of course, the more money you take from your fund, the faster it will drain.
Thanks very much, Jo. We have a lot more detail on the GAD regime in this weekend's FT Money. Still to come on the show, the impact that getting divorced could have on your mortgage. But first, how do we best prepare young people for life's financial challenges? Over 200 MPs...